بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تشارف بلا الشيخ عارف بالله الرومي وقت شاه حكيم محمد اقتصب رحمة الله تعالى عليه. The title is مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا. ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا, ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا, میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی, خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی, عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا. ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا, میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ, میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ, اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا, اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا. سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی, سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی, میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا, میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا. بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر, بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر, سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا, سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا. ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن, ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن, گو بظاہر میر ہے غم میں پڑا, گو بظاہر میر ہے غم میں پڑا. خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی, خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی, جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا, جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا. خنجر تسلیم سے اے دوستو, خنجر تسلیم سے اے دوستو, ہو رہی ہے غیب سے صد جاتا, ہو رہی ہے غیب سے صد جاتا. اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں, اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں, جان حسرت کو ہے جو عشرت عطا. عشرتیں تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی, عشرتیں تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی، عاشقوں کو اپنا غم بخشا صدا، عاشقوں کو اپنا غم بخشا صدا، ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملے، ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملے، غیر فانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا، غیر فانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا، قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں، قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں، مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا، مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا، دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا، دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا، دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا، دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی، مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا، مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا، خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی، عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا، بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر، سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لو ذرا، ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا، میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا، خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی، عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا، سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی، میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا، ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا، میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، الحمد للہ منشی الخلق من عدمی، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This poem, like all Hazrat's poems, are not only one bayan, but so many bayans. Each couplet is a complete bayan, and especially for those people who are sincere about the islah and the ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, will find great food in it. It will be like a dastarkhan of biryani and roast, spiritual is laid out for them. But those who are not interested in the islah, they will just they won't appreciate it at all. A person who is used to salt and pepper food, like Arabs, Turkish people, European people, you put wonderful spice food in them, they won't be interested in them. They will try and abstain and stay away. And a person who is used to spicy food, like Indians, etc., and you put a dish of just salt and pepper, and that also very lightly spiced, they won't get any taste in it, they won't enjoy it. So a person who, this is the food that is there, the most delicious spiritual food, now it is up to us if we have got that taste. If we have got that taste, we will enjoy it tremendously, and we will appreciate it. And if we haven't got the taste, we won't get that enjoyment. Then a person must first create that taste in him. He must check his taste buds, whether they are in order. Then he will be able to get the enjoyment. A young boy, 2-3 years old, and big boys, 18-20 years, talking about girls and all that, he's not interested. He doesn't know anything what is happening there. And to 18-20-year-old boys, small boys playing with their little toys, they're not interested in that. The taste has to be there. Then a person will get the enjoyment. So, Hadrat's beautiful poem, Mujhko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. Allah gave me on the shores also. Allah gave me in the storms, He gave me a shore. That is, storms of difficulties of life, when things don't go right, everything is going upside down, and your wife is talking against you, and even if your wife has left you, and this work is not getting done, that work is not getting done, your best friend is not giving you a good face, you are just having problems. But if you have got Allah Ta'ala in those problems also, you'll have Allah. And Allah won't change for you. Allah will be there for forever for you. If you have got Allah. If you haven't got Allah, then you have got big problems. Like the people of this dunya, non-Muslims, even Muslims, who haven't got contact with Deen, with Allah Ta'ala, any small problem is like they made a mountain out of a molehill. They can't adapt. They're now getting parishan. Now their head is not working. And you see them, how they talk, those who are in that line, how they start swearing at such a time, how they rave and rant, and how they carry on, they can't control it. And a person who has got Allah, the biggest problem is just like a storm in a teacup. Just puts the lid over and there's no problem whatsoever. So a person should have contact with Allah, and Allah will sort out all these problems of his also. In ki janib rafta rafta liye chala, I have been moved step by step gradually towards Allah Ta'ala. Meri kishti ka mera ghame na khuda, what has been taking me, what is transporting me towards Allah Ta'ala, my boat whose pilot is the sorrows of my life. That is when things didn't go right, but I had Allah Ta'ala. So the more problems came, the more I turned to Allah. The more I went to Allah Ta'ala. So the more my boat of sorrows, the pilot who is the pilot of sorrows, and all my sorrows and difficulties and hardships of life took me more and more closer to Allah Ta'ala. And these are conditions which come to every person in this world. Sometimes things go right and nice. You feel happy also, you're like on the top of the world. But sometimes things are not going right. Now you have got this problem, your finances are not going right, your health is not going right, problem with the children, problem with the wife, work, the people are not delivering, the workers are not working, things are just not going right. A person who had found Allah and you have got Allah in your life, all these problems, more du'as you will make. More you will turn, more you will admit my faults, O Allah. My weaknesses, my sinning has brought this problem. So these things will take you closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala. And a person who hasn't got Allah, who did not make that effort, when these problems come, you see them starting to swear and shout. A namazi starts giving up namaz also. A person was wearing kurtas, he starts giving up. One wife some time ago told her husband, what did sunnat help me? You telling me sunnat, sunnat. What did sunnat help me? Sunnat didn't help me at all. Look at my sisters, look at my friends. What enjoyable life they have got. So if you haven't got Allah in your life, you will go further. You can even go on the brinks of kufr. So it is very important. From there we can understand this effort of the khanqah to try and bring Allah in your life. How important it is, not only for our deeni matters, but even our dunyas. Because these conditions, everyone goes through them. Khun-e hasrat pi ke wo ishrat mile. What are the words of Hazrat Allahu Akbar? What ulum and what ma'arif and how Hazrat presents it. The blood of sorrow. That is when my desires were not fulfilled. When this is also when you wanted to commit guna and you did not commit it. Or your other halal desires also. Whatever, when they were, you wanted to go for umrah, you can't go. Now you feel sorrow, you feel sad about it. You didn't get up for tahajjud, you feel sad. Even for faraz, you set the alarm, you told your wife to wake you, but whatever happened, you just slept so like a log and you just didn't get up. All that sorrows are of yours. Khun-e hasrat peeke, wo ishrat mili. I got that great enjoyment. Ishrat is enjoyment of this dunya. There is outward enjoyment like beautiful gardens, a swimming pool, holidays, resorts. All this is the outward ishrat which a person, delicious food, everything nice, friends, this ishrat and that. But Hazrat says, I got that ishrat when I drank the blood of my sorrow, when my desires were not fulfilled. And what I wanted to do, even haram. Therefore, desires come in a person, Allah has kept haram desires. But you must slaughter those and drink, that blood is halal to drink. And that is such a halal drink that is more better than Ruhi Abza, more better than any other delicious drink also. When you slaughter your desires and for Allah's pleasure, now you and this also at the beginning, for a muftadi, a starter, it is almost impossible to even understand. That all my desires that I have, how must I slaughter? I want to fulfill my desires. But when a person carries on, keeps contact, he comes to that stage where he starts slaughtering his desires. And now he drinks the blood of that desires which he slaughtered. And that is the fuel for him to go flying towards Allah Ta'ala. Khun-e hasrat peeke wo ishrat mili. Aish do alam hua jis par fida. Allahu Akbar. What can we say about Hazrat? What Allah has Hazrat blessed, Allah blessed our Hazrat with. And perhaps even Maulana Rum should have envied Hazrat. Even Shams Tabriz should have envied Hazrat. What ma'arif Allah blessed him and how he expressed that also. Aisha do alam, the enjoyment of the two worlds I got. Huwa jispar fida. The enjoyment of the two worlds are envying and sacrificing themselves on that blood that I drink when I don't fulfill my desires. The enjoyment of the two worlds, of dunya also, of your tahajjud and your du'as and your crying of your du'as, of jannat, enjoyments of jannat, they envy that blood that flows when you slaughter your desires and you drink that blood happily also. That I didn't commit a guna, happy I am. Today Allah saved me. How that woman was looking, and my desire was there to look at her. And in fact she wanted to make an approach to me also. But I just got away from there. And now you enjoy drinking that blood of your desire, which you didn't fulfill. The enjoyments of the two worlds sacrifice themselves and envy that. So we can imagine, if we can understand what it is that you don't break Allah's law, what you way you reach with that. Meri hasrat ki baharo ko na poocho. Don't ask me the autumn of spring, bahar, which is a wonderful season when everything, when there is life in the air, the fragrance in the air, the wonderful cool breezes, the rains start at that time, and before the rains, that wonderful cool breeze that blows, what great enjoyment. If you have got a garden, you see everything starting to blossom. If you've got a fruit orchard, you see all the blossoms of the fruit, the wonderful smell of the orange blossom, of the all the leeches, all the others. What great enjoyment. So meri hasrat ki baharo ko na poocho. Don't ask what is the autumn of spring of my sorrows. That is the sorrows that I did, that I wanted to break Allah's law, but I didn't break it. Your nafs is going to feel it. That sorrow will come on you. You are a human being. You are not an angel that you won't have any feeling. Whatever guna it was, a big deal, you could have made it, but it was a haram deal. It involved interest. Involved buying backdoor goods, stolen goods, etc. Some illegal business, but you could have made a big deal. But the fear of Allah came, and you didn't do it. Now, the little that thought will come, that if I should have done that, I could have bought a new house. I could have gone on a world cruise. I could have done this. I could have done that. You didn't do it. That sorrow you get is meri hasrat ki baharo. Don't ask what is the autumn of the season of spring. What enjoyment I'm getting that I did not break Allah's law, and that sorrow that I got in there, what enjoyment of the season of spring I found in my heart. Ehle ishrat ban gaye mere ghada. What happened? The people of ishrat, the people of this dunya, what great enjoyment they are getting. They became my slaves also. They became my slaves for this. And we saw this with our Hazrat. Once I went into Hazrat's room, there was a person making khidmat, pressing Hazrat's legs. Then Hazrat told me, ask him who is he. I asked him, very, very top person. Hazrat told me, ask me what is his salary. Very big salary. But Hazrat said, today he's pressing my legs. A person who has got all the enjoyments of this world, position, material things, but they will become your slaves. When you will sacrifice your desires for Allah Ta'ala, and their people, Allah will make it, they will become your slaves. And we see by our great, great Ahlullah and our great Buzurgs, who and who is not in their service, and how they are not keen to serve them, and they feel it an honor to serve them. And when they accept anything from them, they feel, you tell them Jazakallah, they say, we have to tell you Jazakallah, that you accepted. This is all when a person, that is a Buzurg. Buzurg is not just a title, not just a person who got Khilafat, not just some outward wearing like big Buzurg's clothes and that. This is Buzurg is that person when the desires of his nafs comes, and he slaughters, and he drinks that blood of those desires, and he drinks it with a pleasure, then all these things will happen. The season of spring will envy you. The namats of Jannat and Dunya will envy you. And the people of this dunya will become your slaves, and they will be humble in front of you. Sabki ishrat dil se bahar ho gayi. Everyone's enjoyment is outside of their hearts. Beautiful garden, your bedroom, what a bedroom you got, what a lounge you got, what a bathroom you have got, what a kitchen, what a garden you have got. It's all outside of your heart. There is nothing in your heart. Meri hasrat, meri dil mein hai sada. And the sorrow of mine, which gives me that enjoyment, which dunya and jannat's ni'mats also envy, which the world becomes sacrifices, all of that is in my heart. It's not outside of me. And wise is and rich is that person who got his things in his heart. A person who's got his things in his house. You get a burglary, all your things are stolen. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi writes, one day were traveling and highway robbers came and robbed them, looted the whole caravan. He took his book also in which he was writing all his notes. So Imam Ghazali pleaded with him, that's my knowledge, that's my treasure. He says, what treasure is that which is in the book? That crook told him, it should be in your heart. You should have memorized it, and it should be in your heart, not in your book. So all our things which are in the bank, and we are proud, that bank, look what happened in Mozambique. Their money became useless. Look what happened in Zimbabwe. What happened in Burma. And Zimbabwe, Mozambique are right to our bordering states. It can happen anytime, anywhere. Where the money is the bank, where money in your bank, the bank goes bank also. It goes bankrupt. Or that money, they freeze your account. You just a suspect of being a terrorist. They freeze your account. Somebody in the family, that name and your name is corresponding. They freeze your account. Everything of yours is gone. So what is that? So what you got in your heart is with you. Wherever you are in the world, and that is deeni treasures, they are not deposited in a bank and remain yet. If we go for Umrah, we go for a Hajj, you don't take your bank with, eh? You don't take all your shops with, you don't take your house with, your cars with, or everything is left behind here. A small portion you take for that safar, for that journey of yours. But what you got in your heart, wherever you are, it is there with you. And it is the bank of Allah. And Allah's bank is open 24 hours. Eh? And you don't need your code in there, you don't need anything to punch in or anything, and your account won't be frozen there either. So that what you treasures of the heart are the true treasures. Meri hasrat, meri dil mein hai sada, sada, and forever and ever. It won't be left in this dunya. Whatever you have acquired for this dunya at the time of mort, in any case, no matter how halal it is and how much it is, but at the time of mort it's left behind here. What you have got in your heart goes with you. Even at the time of mort it will help you. In your qabr on the day of qiyamah will be with you forever in Jannah. Be wafa ishrat hai ya hasrat hai mir. This ishrat, enjoyment of this dunya, the outside things, whether it is your gardens, whether it is your beautiful mansion, your car, whatever, this is all be wafa. This enjoyment which is unloyal. You go from Azadville to Joburg, it doesn't come with you. It stays behind. It refuses. Like you tell your wife, your child to come, please come with me. Say, no, I don't want to come. How sad you feel. That, please come, I'm going to this work, for this function. Your wife don't want to come. Your daughter don't want to come. You feel sad about it. So these things, all this enjoyment, your garden doesn't come with you. You even just go to Lanesia. Nothing of yours go with you. It's all left behind. But what's in your heart, it goes with you. And these are the treasures that are with you all the time. So this be wafa ishrat, this enjoyment in which they, which is so disloyal. Ya hasrat hai mir. Or that sorrow of your heart when you didn't fulfill your desires. You broke your desires for Allah's pleasure. And that sorrow which is converted into ni'mat, which Jannat also envies. So compare the two. Soch kar khud faisla kar lo zara. You think for yourself and make a decision for yourself. Which is better? This outward disloyal, unfaithful, outward enjoyments of this dunya. And if it's haram, it's even worse. Your haram relationships, that's even worse. And or that sorrow which you find in your heart when you didn't break the law of Allah, and you feel sad about it, which is more superior? Decide for yourself. Unki rahmat mir par saaya fagan. Allah Ta'ala's mercies may be always on the head of Mir, of Hadrat Mir Sahib, or any person who has adopted this lifestyle. It's not just a buzurg by name. It's not just a buzurg by connection. By one piece of paper he got khilafat, and his buzurgi is in that one piece of paper, which even the ants can eat up, and then his khilafat is eaten up. Or it fell into water and all, everything is washed away there. What kind of a khilafat is there? Khilafat is that which is in your heart, that you don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. That is what is a buzurg. So a person who is like that, Allah's rahmat is on the head of, the cloud of Allah's rahmat is always on the head of that person, wherever he can be, wherever he travels in the world, wherever he is, the cloud of Allah's rahmat is on his head. Go bazaahir mir hai gham mein para, though outwardly he seems to be a person who is in sorrow. Other people are dating women. Other people are chatting on the phone with woman. He's doing nothing like that. He seems to be just a poor old Joe. He's useless. He's nothing. No enjoyment in his life. He seems like a nothing. But Allah's cloud of rahmat is on his head all the time. Khajgi unki hamari bandagi. Khajgi, the favors which the king gives all the time. And our slavery. When a person becomes a true slave of Allah, the favors of Allah fall on that person unlimited. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf was a notorious king for his zulm, etc. Once he went with all his escorts to and see his country, everything, they all left. He was left alone. He met an old man there. He asked him, "Who are you?" "I said, from this village here." So he asked him, "How do you find the government, Hajjaj government?" He said, "Very bad. They usurp all our rights, usurp our wealth. They are the worst people under the sun. And what you think of Hajjaj, the king, the ruler himself, he is the worst of all. He is the one who is causing all this problem." So he says, "You know who I am?" He says, "I don't know." He said, "I'm Hajjaj." Now it was 100% his head is going to be slain. That Hajjaj was such a person. So, but he was a shrewd person. He immediately asked Hajjaj, "Do you know who I am?" He said, "No, I don't know who are you." He said, "I'm that old man of this village who gets mad twice a day. And this is one time I got mad now." So Hajjaj understood his cunningness and his slyness and gave him a huge prize. Instead of taking his head, how he came out of his problem, he gave him a huge amount. So kings were like that before. You just make them happy, what they, and Allah is the king of kings. You just make Allah happy in any way, then what and what doesn't Allah? Khajgi unki. And Allah gives all this not on shrewdness and cunningness, but hamari bandagi. When you become a true slave of Allah, you're not a slave of your nafs and you fulfill the desires of your nafs, etc. But you are a true slave. Allah's khajgi is unlimited. What Allah will bless you with. The material things are nothing whatsoever. What wealth and treasure Allah will give you in your heart, and how you will enjoy. And mashallah, many of our friends experience this and they have understood it, and mashallah, they are increasing also. Those who write, and we see their conditions, what and what Allah is blessing. And many others, we are still just where we are. Eh? We don't seem to have progressed at all. Jis tarah paale tu un par rahfida. Like you find Allah Ta'ala, or you find Allah Ta'ala in this road where you sacrifice yourself, your bandagi. Man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. A person who humbles himself, goes in this path to reach Allah, what and what Allah won't bless that person with. Khanjar taslim, say, "Hey dosto," with the sword, dagger, khanjar, dagger, dagger of surrender, that you cut your desires, you have surrendered to Allah. My desires, ara'aita man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa. Have you seen that stupid idiot who made his desires his God? How many people that your desire of your lust, whatever happens, I must fulfill my desire. Your desire of your taste, I must eat this. I will prove it. Coke? No, no problem. Maulana Mufti Sahib said it's halal. Your desire to eat it, this chocolate, that thing, whatever, your desire, you made it your God. You'll find your dalil to prove it, but you must have that. Bribe is not advisable. No, man, that Mufti Sahib, they eat bribe. So what is wrong with that? Nothing. This, yeah, that, there, anything, whatever it is, you have made all your desires your God, and you just want to satisfy them. But that person who slaughters his desires, he takes a dagger, a metaphorical dagger, and he cuts all his desires. So, khanjar is taslim se ee dosto, ho rahi hai ghaib se sajja ata. From the unseen, from Allah Ta'ala, not one life, I'm being given 100 lives. And one life, what your enjoyment you get, 100 lives of enjoyment I'm getting. What enjoyment that person is getting whose connection is with Allah. How happy you, your own child, that for your sake, he knows my father doesn't like me to do this. Not only that you haven't given the command, just that he knows you don't like it, and he does it exactly as you give your life for that person. That worker of yours who sees your mansha, your desire, and he acts according to that. And he says, "Boss doesn't like it like this, I'm not going to do it. Boss wants me to do this. Boss wants me to be half an hour early on time. Though boss is not paying me." But when that boss is happy, what and what won't he, if they've got some quality, if that boss got, he can appreciate, and he's generous, and this person coming every day half an hour before work, without any condition or anything, and he sees that everything is on its place, how happy won't, for Allah Ta'ala? Who can be more generous? A person who does for Allah Ta'ala. Ho rahihe ghaib se sajja. Allah Ta'ala won't give you 10,000 rand, 50,000. He'll give you hundreds of lives. You will see that how you live, like the people of Jannat, what life they will have, Allah will give that to you in this dunya. Ahle zahir ko khabar uski nahi. People who are ahle zahir, who know only things of dunya, they got no idea. They can't even dream about it. They can't think about this enjoyments. For them it's only outward things. So don't also be sorry when the people of dunya don't appreciate. They don't understand, so don't expect them to appreciate also. They haven't got a taste of all this. A person who doesn't know what the king in the time of Majnu wanted to see Layla, that who is this woman that Majnu is mad about? She must be extremely beautiful woman. When she came, the king saw her, he said, nothing ordinary woman, nothing so special. So what she told, you need Majnu's eyes, then you will be able to know who is Layla. So, and this also another very important point for all of us, it will benefit us, for man and woman, husbands and wives. Many husbands, their eyes are on some other woman. So just think, if I married that woman, my eyes should be on my wife. So you got your wife, now just be happy with your wife. It is a shaitan's dhoka. That is all what shaitan does. For many women, they feel, if I should marry that man, oh, what a life I should have. I should have enjoyed. I should have gone out of my way for him. So if you had married him, you should have thought that of this husband of yours. So Allah gave you this wife, gave you this husband. So just live happily. Make your life of Jannat with this, which Allah has given you. Just realize, it's just shaitan's trickery with you, that he's making you think. And if you marry the other husband, then you'll think of somebody else again. So you got your husband, just make yourself happy and see Allah and take your mind off everyone else. And wallah, with your wife, Allah will make her your hurul in of Jannat. And you'll have what a wonderful life with your wife.
Ishrate do dosto kubhi mile.
This dunya's thing, dushmano kubhi mile. This dunya's enjoyments, Allah has given it to the enemies and in fact more to the enemies. To the kuffar, what and what haven't they got? What kind of houses they got? What kind of holidays they have? Everything. Allah, this dunya's things are not. If it had any value, which comes in the hadith, if dunya had the value of the wing of a mosquito by Allah, Allah shouldn't give a sip of water to the kafirs to drink. So it's got no value. So don't you ral tapkana. Don't let your desire and you dying for dunya's things. That has got no value whatsoever. What you falling behind those things? Aashiqo ko apna gham bakhsha sada. For the true aashiqs, the friends of Allah, Allah gave him that sorrow of the heart, that when you don't commit guna and you feel that pain, and on that you drink that blood of that you broke your desire, and what Allah gives you on that, and Allah gives you that sada forever and ever. All the time it is with you.
Man taraka, a person who gives up, makhafati,
looking at another woman, a person who gives it up in the fear of Allah, abdaltuhu, Allah says, I give that person iman, and such iman, yajidu halawatahu fi, he will find the sweetness of that iman in his heart. The sweetness of halwa you find in your mouth. The sweetness, great enjoyment of biryani and roast is in your mouth. But the sweetness of iman, and then see that person's tilawat, see his namaz, see his zikr, and nothing, he's just sitting. And simple food, but he's making Allah shukr. He's looking at his wife, and he can't stop making shukr. Allah, what a wife you give to me. How much she does for me. How she goes out of her way for me. Everything on time. And how she works, how she sacrifices. For small, small things you will appreciate Allah. You are lying on your bed. Ya Allah, you gave me this bedroom. You gave me this comfort. You gave me, for everything you'll just make shukr to Allah Ta'ala.
Sari dunya ki maze fani mile.
For this other people, all the fani, temporary, with things which are going to get and finish that enjoyment. Like your children, they're playing with toys. They think it's a big thing. But to you, what is this? There's nothing here. The toys, what they are playing with, the train going on, the tracks and all that, they are very happy about it. But for you, you're not a child, you're a grown-up. So all, don't be a child in the reality, in the true things also. That this outward things, all this, like a game of monopoly, you're buying properties, you are having service of petrol stations, filling stations, you got this, you got that. It's all toys, it's a game of monopoly. Don't be overtaken with these little things. Sari dunya ki maze fani mile, khair fani mujhko tera gham mila. And what will never come to an end, that Allah, that iman, which yajidu halawatu fi qalbi, it will be in his heart, and he will find it forever. So that will be for those people who will take the trouble of khanjari taslim, that dagger of theirs, which they slaughter their desires, and they turn to Allah, Allah will give them that eternal enjoyment. Qabar ki janib hai jinki manzile, those people who are walking towards the qabar, the whole world, everyone, we are sitting here, but we are going to the qabar, our lives are coming, going less, rafta rafta dam badam, like a block of ice, you don't see it melting, but it's melting every moment, before soon, in front of your eyes, that block of ice is gone. Like that, our lives are also just melting away. Like the block of ice, put it in a glass of water, you made the water cold. Your life, put it in the effort of akhirat of deen, and you made your life cool and enjoyable. But otherwise, your life is just going to go. So all the time, our lives are melting away, becoming less and less. غیر فانی مجھ کو مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا. Don't make them the people that you follow. The people who are going to the qabr and are not preparing for the qabr, don't make them your idols. Don't make them your ideals. Don't make them the people that you have to follow, these people. They're wasting their time. But today, unfortunately, we see he's got a house like this, he's got a car like this, he's got a garden like this. Dunya's things, we make those people. Hadrat says, don't make those people who you follow. Dushmano ko aish aab o gil diya. For the enemy, Allah gave them this material things. And how much the kuffar, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, had it not been the fear that Muslims will lose their iman, then I should make these people the steps of their houses made of gold, their doors of gold and silver, the handles of gold and silver. But Muslims should then think, oh, what these people have got. Because it's got no value. Allah says, I should have given it to them. But to save their iman, Allah didn't. But whatever little they have got, which is not the wing of a mosquito also. And the wing, a mosquito hasn't got one, two wings. It's got six wings. And this whole dunya and what it contains is not one wing of a mosquito. And that one, the whole dunya is made up of about 70% water, and nobody really lives in the water. So take out 70% of dunya. That mosquito wing is only 30%, all the land. And a person, there are seven continents. Now from 30%, take out 7, 4s are 28, so 4% is left now in the continent you are living. The other 26, roughly, percent is also out. And this one continent of Africa, there are about 52 countries. 52 into 4, what do you get now? Point not, 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 what percentage? So much is left now. One country, South Africa. In this one country, South Africa, there are 9 provinces. From that point, not, 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 not percent, how much was left of a wing of a mosquito? Now you take out 8 provinces, you leave one province of Gauteng. Now what is left of the wing of a mosquito, what fraction and what percentage? From there is Pretoria, there is Johannesburg, there is how many other? Take them all out, your one Krugersdorp or whichever town you're living in. From there, how many suburbs? Take out all that suburbs. From there, the one suburb, Azadpur. From there, how many streets? Take out all the streets, one Bagh Street you are living on. And one Bagh Street, how many plots there are? Your one house, your, and in that house and plot, you are one individual. What percentage of a mosquito wing? But that we have made our object, and we just can't seem to get it out of our life. That is what we are living for, dying for, which we want. Whereas akhir, and to earn that, so what point of a fraction of a mosquito wing? For that, how much effort is required? People are slogging, getting up 3 o'clock in the morning, returning work from work 10 o'clock at night, slogging 7 days a week, how they are working. And for deen, it's so easy. And catch the cat by the neck, work on deen, Allah will give you dunya to slave for you. And without making effort of dunya, but it won't make sense to us, unfortunately, because our iman is still very weak. So these things don't make sense to us. A person who understands us will make full effort to bring deen in his life. You don't have to sit in the masjid whole day, but bring the masjid in your heart and carry the masjid wherever you are. And then see that how your life becomes. Dosto ko apna dard dil diya. That is what Allah has given His friends, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that love of Allah comes when you slaughter your desires. And that blood that flows, then you happily drink it, that you don't feel sorrow, sad that you didn't fulfill that guna. Unko sahil par bhi tughyani mili. For the enemies, on the shore also, they got storms. And they are living in all discomfort and committing suicide left, right and center. They are living in all this comfort. They are landing up in the mad hospitals. They are becoming psychiatric cases. Mad cases all the time. With all this dunya. So this is what they got. Mujhko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. But me, in all the storms of the world, the ups and downs, Allah gave me a shore. I know my back is wet to Allah. I'm sitting in the lap of Allah Ta'ala. I'm in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. What have I got to worry? May Allah grant us these realities. Let it not just be poems, but Hadrat Allah Ta'ala has blessed Hadrat very, very, very greatly. In this kitab, some words of wisdom. When a person forsakes sin, his heart becomes soft. That if you want to make your heart soft, give up sins. When he leaves haram and eats only halal food, his thinking becomes clear. Today when we are eating so doubtful food, one friend Imran sent an email that somebody went to Cape Town for a holiday, he came back. He said, now no more also. First you asked if things are halal. Then we came to a stage where you'll be halal certified. Now it's halal friendly. Especially Cape Town, which is the main holiday destination of the not only South Africans internationally. And they want to attract tourists all the time. That's why they'll have nudist beaches. That's why they will have gay marriages, all those things. Where the people offer this more, the more they get. So there they've got now that halal friendly. The places are halal friendly. Liquor is also served, but it's halal friendly. You go to a casino also, but you'll get a restaurant there also halal. So everything is halal friendly now. No more halal, no more halal certified, now halal friendly. Allah help us and guide us. But a person who eats only halal, his thinking becomes clear. Many of us, we wonder, why can't I think, how other people are getting this ni'mat? See what we are eating. Eat and dressing, company has got 100% effect on a person, heart and mind. What we are eating, today person got his credit card, got his checkbook, got his wallet, he goes in a supermarket, whatever he wants to, he just puts into the trolley, pays for it, eats it. And today, now holiday time, where and where are the people eating? And what are they eating? And people who are supposed to be pious people, religious people, learned people, so and so restaurant, we know that is kosher, no problem there. But today, what can be kosher? How things are, what is happening, in what direction we are going. So, halal food is very, very important. Then your thinking will become clear. Allah sent revelation to certain anbiya. Obey me in the matters I have commanded. That is the clear commands I have given. And do not disobey me in matters that I have advised. I haven't commanded them, I've just given advice. But fulfill them and see what goodness will come to you. Today if we will fulfill the commands of Allah and live on the sunnahs, the mustahabbat, then wallah, see how your thinking, how your language, how your heart will change. But we want it a modern way today. Eat what you want to, dress as you want to, and everything, our children, let them eat what they want to, let them dress as they want to, and we expect results. How can we get results like that? Mother is too lazy to prepare food for her child. A can of Coke and a packet of crisp is good enough for his lunch. He has that. Mother is also happy. She is free. Child also is very happy. But the results, not only physically, the nutrients in the body, the vitamins, but even spiritually. Even his character and his akhlaq. If a person doesn't eat the correct food, then what happens to that person? Further, this person who wrote to Hazrat and how Allah Ta'ala saved him from when he had a burning desire to commit guna, how Allah made him completely opposite. He writes that itwar ke roz hasme maamul us Hazrat wala ki khidmat mein hazri ke liye ghar se chala. On Sunday he said, I came towards the majlis, which was my normal practice, to local train par aapke irshadat zehen karne ki zehen nashin karne ki koshish kar raha tha. While traveling on the local suburban train, I was thinking of all your what you had advised me and trying to put them in my mind, especially now traveling by train, all types of passengers, all types of environments hain ke ghalib ka wo sheher ke jiske isla hazrat ke faiz se hui thi. If we read in the beginning one poem of Ghalib which he had corrected. Ghalib was a great poet, but he was not righteous and pious at the beginning, and he wrote many wrong poems, but mashallah, other poets corrected it and made them Muslims, made the poems Muslim, and they had to correct according to the tenets of Islam. So that I remembered, yaad aagaya jis par aapne khushi ka izhar farmate hue barakallah tahreer farmaya tha. When I wrote it to you, you became very happy and you wrote barakallah, may Allah give you barakat in your knowledge, etc. Ahkar ko khyal hua ke chuke Hazrat wala ne izhar farmate hue barakallah tahreer farmaya tha, and he said, I thought that Hazrat appreciated it and approved of it and wrote barakallah. Uska matlab ghaliban ye hai ke aainda aise sher mujhse zarur ada honge. And I thought that Allah said, may Allah give you barakat. See how much the small words of the sheikh also he took on to. Many of us will we just feel, well, Hazrat just wrote a dua, that's all, he didn't praise me more or anything. But see, when there is appreciation, that he even saw the small point that the dua, barakallah, in that I understood, in future Allah is going to give me barakat. And in this barakat, in this poetry of mine, Allah will give me. Uska matlab ghaliban ye hai ke aainda aise sher mujhse zarur ada honge. Abhi ye soch hi raha tha ke Hazrat aapke faiz se aur bilkul aap hi ke faiz se do ashar hoge. He said, I was just thinking of this and immediately by your faiz, your kindness, your tawajjuh, your dua. And Hazrat, he repeats, only by your faiz. There is another thing that a murid must understand. Everything is from Allah's fazl and the Shaykh's barakat. But many of us, we think it is our own achievement. We forget that had the Shaykh not been there, where we should have been. And mashallah, some of our friends express it, but others find it very hard to even conceive it. Like some women can't conceive, others conceive very easily. Some of our friends conceive very easily, but the majority don't even conceive. The thought also doesn't come. And worse than that, they feel we our own things. So this is a person who makes taraqqi, he realizes there is the barakat of the Shaykh, Allah's barakat. Nabi sallallahu, all the great awliya, and finally in front of us is our Shaykh. And a person who understands, and so much he understands, that he comes to the level, like this glass, you only caught a glass, it was not going to flow over. Half glass also. But when it's full and overflows, when so much realization, and the tap is opened full, so the tap is also, the water is also flowing out full, that person who appreciates to that extent. And sad it is that some of our friends who were with us when we should go to Karachi, not only the Karachi people should gather at that time when Allah gave me tawfiq to be present, and they should say and they should gather and call one another when I should express my love for and appreciation, but they still don't take a lesson also. And still their condition is just still in a deep freeze, ice in a deep freeze. It's not just melting and not coming out. So if we conceive first and then it comes and it fills up and it gushes out, that person flies towards Allah Ta'ala. So he says, I was just thinking, and by Hazrat's face this poem came, Islah ke liye pesh e khidmat, I'm presenting it. See the adab also. Not that a great achievement of mine, but I want your corrections for it. Like once some of our friends told to go to Homestead Park or wherever it was for Safar, so they asked permission. Very long ago, I said, ask Muhammad Bam how to ask permission. They asked Muhammad Bam, and they asked, can we take Hazrat? Will Hazrat come with us? Muhammad Bam used to say, can I have the honor of being in Hazrat's service? So that is also something to learn. The words that we use, the adab also is something to learn very greatly. So he presented it to Hazrat, and he didn't say, I'm presenting this, I've written this, but for your correction I'm presenting it. Har aastaan par rakhta tha apni jamiye shauk. He said, on every door, every threshold, every doorstep, I should put my desires with great enthusiasm. That means I would like to live a life, stylish life. And today some of our friends also live everything style and fashion. Eating also is in style. And dressing also is in style. Standing also is in style. We don't just stand like an ordinary person, one leg little bit in front and one leg at the back, and style in everything. Some people are slaves of style also. So he said, this was my condition. Pahunchta nahi tha kabhi unke dar ko main. And I should never be able, what fashion, where can you ever reach and make everyone happy and all the fashion? Every moment, cell phones, you buy one, the latest, tomorrow it's out of fashion. Whatever your computer, whatever you got, today it's the latest thing, tomorrow it's out of fashion. So you just cannot reach anywhere with dunya's things. If you follow sunnat, you will reach where you want to. Moti samaj ke rej jama karta tha kabhi. It was one time in my life, it was such that I was gathering sand and I was thinking I'm gathering pearls and jewels. But I was just gathering all this dunya's lifestyle, dunya's things. I'm just gathering sand and I'm thinking I'm gathering pearls and jewels. Pahunchta nahi tha jo laal o gohar ko main. And I never ever reached the precious jewels, laal and gohar, which are very precious and beautiful stones. I never could reach there. Hazrat wrote in the reply, shabash, mashallah. Nihayat umda ashar mauzu hoge, mubarak baad. MashaAllah, very good ashar Allah has blessed you with. May Allah bless us with this realities. Where are we going to say poems? But with this reality of these poems, may Allah let us realize this dunya's lifestyle and hankering after dunya and all the things, we are just wasting our time. We are just gathering sand and dust and we thinking we are gathering great things. And the stylish lifestyle of ours, may Allah make it. The more iman and akhirat will come, the styles and life, all these things will just go automatically out of a person. Come, you want to... One student also wanted to become bayat last week. Is he here? One great point of bayat, which Khaja Azizul Hasan Samadzub rahmatullah Ali wrote, when a murid becomes bayat, actually he's making a promise that I want my islah to be done and please make my islah. And the sheikh, when he makes murid, he's making a promise, I will make your islah. I will guide you. Also, Hadrat at one time gave me also, others, murids also, khalifas, all ta'wizat, how to, all ta'wiz for various things. But Hadrat told me specifically, if you will start with ta'wiz, you will get tens of thousands of murids, because all just come for ta'wiz. And no Islam work will be done. People only want ta'wiz. The other thing Hadrat said is that you'll have no time for yourself. You'll be so busy because the ta'wiz of great buzurgs, medicine, And just like you have medicine, you have alternative medicines, etc. One alternative is Taweez also. In fact, that is the main. All the others are the alternative ones. But as I said, you won't have time for yourself also. You'll become a multi-millionaire and you don't have to pay tax also. You'll earn so much. And you'll get involved in great, great temptations, because most of those who come for Taweez are women. And many of them come very badly dressed also, and talk very sweetly also. And you are in privacy with them. You will get tempted with great, great temptations. So, alhamdulillah, I didn't move one millimeter in that direction. There are somewhere those Taweez are, but that is not the object. People want that. Object is Islah. The Shaykh must be, Murid's niyat must be Islah, Shaykh's niyat must be Islah. That is what is the true tasawwuf. Otherwise, it is just dunya, it is just business then. A business of dunya. So inshallah, keep that in mind, that our Islah is most important. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the Jamaat in the Masjid according to Sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah and the Naqshbandiya and the Qadiriya and the Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah. and keep contact inshallah, and do the zikr. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.